Bodies were found in this burnt-out building in the Chinatown district. This area was the flashpoint for the last 3 days of rioting. Local reports suggest that the remains of looters who were trapped inside the store.
The 3 bodies found so far are the only casualties confirmed by the local police since the protest began on Wednesday.
Police have imposed an indefinite nighttime curfew. They've also arrested more than 100 people on riot-related charges. The Prime Minister is in hiding. Police have surrounded his residence after it was targeted by anti-government groups, led by the people of the Malaita province, the most populous district in the Solomon Islands.
The people of Malaita want the Prime Minister to stand down because of the things he isn't addressing. The Prime Minister didn't address issues that were affecting the province.
Looting has been widespread across the capital. People are now queuing for fuel and food, with supermarkets either burnt to the ground or closed. Australian troops and military personnel from Papua New Guinea are on the ground to help restore order in the capital.
It's obviously tense. We've seen over the last couple of days that there has been some destruction, some looting. It's a volatile situation.
The streets may be calm for now, but there's been simmering discontent for decades, with the people of the Malaita province dissatisfied with the Prime Minister, accusing him of neglecting their province. That's compounded by anger over the central government's decision to dump their allegiance with Taiwan, recognising China instead. With the Prime Minister refusing to budge on the protest demands, that tension is unlikely to ease. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera.